96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Mountain High Outfitters, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from the ballpark, here's the voice of Auburn High School Softball, Jack Hutton.
One game down, and you're hoping just one more to go. The Auburn High School softball Tigers get set to take on the Central Red Devils for the fourth time this season. Auburn took the first two. Central took one just a week ago in the Area 4 tournament. Let's see who comes out on top today. Hello again, everybody. Jack Hutton here to bring you all the action from Lagoon Park. We are on the big field in Montgomery, and we welcome you back into the Auburn High School Sports Network. Auburn High took the first game this morning against Baker, 2-0. Lily Brewer threw seven complete innings of shutout softball. The Tigers crashed across a couple of runs, and they were able to, in the end, come away with the victory. So, Auburn High with a chance to move on to the state tournament with one more win against the Red Devils. We'll tell you about all of that on the other side of this first break. We're going to take that break, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and first pitch. This is Auburn High School Softball on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Auburn High School Softball on 96.3
WLE. Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. At Gutter Pro, we believe spring is all about a fresh start, and the details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. As spring showers roll in, you need gutters you can count on. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and designed to complement your home. So this spring, don't settle for less. Protect your property and boost your curb appeal with the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Auburn, get ready to hop into happiness at Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt. Choose from tons of crave-worthy flavors and pile on your favorite toppings because you're the boss. Try our new refreshing acai bowls or treat yourself to Oreo Froyo sandwiches that seriously wow. Looking for lighter, dairy-free options? We've got Dole Whip sorbet and sugar-free yogurt too. Come celebrate birthdays and special moments in our gathering space next door. Sweet Frog Auburn, where every cup is your perfect mix. Hop in today.
High School Baseball and Softball on 96.3 W Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Now, the Auburn High School Softball starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on 96.3 W Lee.
It is the Auburn High School starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School softball and Auburn High School athletics. A lot going on at Auburn High today. Let's give you the starting lineups between Central and the Auburn High Tigers as this one is a play-in game for the state tournament in Oxford next week. First for the Central Red Devils, who will be the home team today. It's Savannah Sevier leading things off in center field. Mariah Harrison at the shortstop position will bat second. Chloe Broadwater at third base will also bat third. The first baseman of the day, Ramsey Vardman, will bat fourth. Batting fifth, McKinley Hall will play right field. Lexi Kirk will play over at first base, and she will bat sixth. Batting seventh, it's Reese Davis, who will play the designated player. Julie Griggs will be the second baseman batting eighth, and then Lily Bell will bat ninth. And then the flex on the day and pitching in the circle for the Red Devils, it is Kayla Story. She shoved against Auburn her last time out. We'll see if the Tigers order can do a little bit better than her today. And up to do it is Caitlin Brock, the left-hander, who plays left field and bats first for the Tigers. Reese Kelly bats second and plays second for the Tigers. Olivia Harris over at first base plays third. Lily Brewer in the circle for her second game of action today. We'll clean things up. Lena Ray Sawyer out in center field bats fifth. Peyton Fitzgerald batting sixth will play right field. Hannah Shepard at shortstop will bat seventh. E.K. Pinton behind the dish will bat eighth. And then Demi Alsobrook, the designated player, will get the nine spot. Jada Esters is the third baseman and will play the flex position for the Auburn High Tigers, who try to find their way into the state tournament. The first pitch on the way home from Kayla Story is a ball low to Caitlin Brock, and we are underway here at the big field at Lagoon Park. Again, we welcome you. Good smattering of Auburn High folks behind the dish right now. The first pitch, or the 1-0 pitch, that is a strike to Brock on the low part of the zone, 1-1. Of course, Central won this game last time out 2-0. Kayla Story went Kayla Story went seven complete innings against this Auburn High lineup, who couldn't figure her out in the circle. Auburn High got the leadoff bat on in six of seven innings in game one today. See if they can continue that good work. This is lined over to shortstop and brought in over there by number 27. That's Chloe Broadwater, who was playing little out of position. It was the shortstop spot as they had the shift on. Had the shortstop Mariah Harrison up close to field anything, but it was lined over to Broadwater at third. So one down, and here's Reese Kelly. First pitch is tapped on the ground to Broadwater. Up and across the diamond she goes in time to get Kelly, and Auburn has retired those first two batters. So Olivia Harris now bats with nobody on and two outs.
Ain't nobody control whatever she said.
All right, Ace, let's go right here.
No.
Ace and I, come on to our rally. Come on.
Auburn did a good job of getting that leadoff runner on in the first game. Doesn't happen here in the first inning of game number two. But Olivia Harris watches a strike there, and it's a nothing and one count. Pitch number two to Olivia Harris is outside, ball one. 1-1 to Harris, one of Auburn's leading hitters on the year. Olivia, 361 with eight doubles and two home runs. This is flown out to deep right field. Going back is the right fielder. It's over her head and up against the wall. Olivia Harris around first base will cruise into second. It's a two-out double for Olivia Harris, and the Tigers are in business. Went deep to right center field. Olivia Harris put a charge into that one, and now Lily Brewer with a chance to bring her home. Talked to Matt Hendricks during the in-between time of the games this morning and this afternoon. And there was some hesitancy of Lily Brewer going seven innings and then turning around and throwing against this Central squad as she takes pitch number one for a strike, nothing and one. Olivia Harris would have been the option for the Tigers in the circle, but Lily Brewer ready to go, says, give me the ball. 0-1. Swings and pops it up. Is it going to get out? Yes, it will. It'll get beyond the chain link fence down the left field line. And it's nothing in two. So a two-out double by Olivia Harris puts her at second. Lily Brewer with a chance to bring her home with an RBI.
Let's go, Lily. Here we go, Lily, right here.
Pitch to Brewer. Hit on the ground to Harrison at short. Across the diamond she goes, and she gets Brewer by a half a step. Auburn had sent Olivia Harris at that throw. Doesn't beat Lily Brewer, Auburn may lead this thing 1-0. Nonetheless, we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score between Auburn and Central in this play-in game for the state tournament winner's bracket here at the Montgomery Regional Tournament in Alabama High School 7A softball. We'll be right back. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
This
summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty in a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Carrier for the world we share. USA, USA, USA.
Alabama license number 12705-52808.
Auburn High School
the first
softball.
Inning of Auburn baseball. High School softball is brought to you by Gooch Performing Arts Center on 96.3 W Lee.
The Gooch Performing Arts Center is the first inning sponsor for us today. See upcoming events at gooch.auburn.edu. The first batter at the bottom of the first inning is Savannah Severe for the Central Red Devils. She will face Lily Brewer in the circle for the Tigers. She threw seven innings this morning. She comes back out to do it again here today. The pitch to her is lined back up the middle for a base hit. Didn't take long. Severe stayed on top of one, and one of the faster players in the state is on base. Those Severe singles to start off the bottom of the first, and here's Mariah Harrison now.
Yeah, we ready, y'all. We ready. Come on, be aggressive.
Get away she go.
Hey, stay tight.
Harrison digs in from the right side. Here comes the pitch home. There goes the runner. Throw down to second base after the strike call is not in time. It's a stolen base for Severe. Actually closer than many throws against Severe have been this year, but Auburn unable to nab the speedy center fielder. Auburn not very happy about the fact that they think Severe leaves early there. That argument going to be no avail. Pitch coming home to Harrison. Here it is. That misses inside. 1-1 now from Lily Brewer to Mariah Harrison. Brewer on the season. A 1.56 ERA. That dropped since last game. This was coming into today. Now 14-7 in 28 appearances. Lily Brewer has 198 strikeouts to her name and only 36 walks on the season. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Roped into left field. There's Caitlin Brock to put a glove on it for out number one. No advancement by Severe on the line out to left. So that'll bring up Chloe Broadwater now.
Hey, every ball, y'all, get dirty, get dirty.
Harrison lines out to left field. Broadwater digging in. Central third baseman bats from the left side, sees the righty Brewer come home, fouls off the first pitch behind her into the parking lot. That's a violent swing from Broadwater. A 4.42 average on the year, 15 doubles, 2 triples, 6 home runs for the Red Devil third baseman. She bats third for a reason in this lineup. Nothing in one to count. Pitch on the way home. That one's low. Severe dances off the bag over at second base and retreats back to the bag.
Let's go, 5-1. Hey, be ready out there, Tigers. Look tough, look tough.
Strength on strength here between Brewer and Broadwater. These two have gone at it the last at least 2 years, actually 3 years now, 1-1. This is roped into right. There's Demi Alsabrook to put a glove on it. No advancement by the runner, Severe. Two down in the inning.
What a pitch, LB.
So a nice job after the leadoff single and stolen base. Essentially turns into a double for Savannah Severe. But Lily Brewer's done a good job of getting the next two. And here is Ramsey Vardman. Vardman from the right side digs in against Brewer and chops this on the infield back to Lily in the circle. The pitch over to first base is in time, and Auburn gets out unscathed. What a job by Lily Brewer. After the leadoff single and stolen bag, she works around it. No score between Auburn and Central after one. We head to the top of the second next. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Follow AHS Softball here on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
First pitch at the top of the second inning. Delana Ray Sawyer, the Auburn High center fielder, is a ball 1-0. She swings at the 1-0 pitch and flies it into right field. There is the Central Red Devil outfielder to put away for out number one. LR is retired as the first bat in this top of the second inning. We welcome you back to Lagoon Park, on the big field here at Lagoon Park between Auburn and Central. This is your winner's bracket game for 7A. Auburn High and Central both picked up wins over their Area 1 foes this morning. Peyton Fitzgerald loops this into left. Going back is Harrison, and she runs it down. It's a quick inning thus far for the Red Devils. Boy, we've barely been back a minute. And just like that, two outs. Auburn has gone after two out of the three pitches they've seen in the inning, and they've hit pop-ups.
Put a charge into it right here, Hannah. Let's go, kid.
Here is Hannah Shepherd, who steps in. And she hits this one in the air out to left. Pretty high, but not deep enough. It's going to be a 1-2-3 inning on four pitches for Kayla Story. And Auburn's got to have more competitive at-bats than that. We have played 1.5 innings. We head to the bottom of the second. Auburn High going right back out into the field of play to play defense. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at goochcenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
This summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty and a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Carrier for the world we share. USA, USA, USA.
Alabama license number 12705-5282.
Auburn High School Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
McKinley Hall will step in for the Central Red Devils, who get set to bring the 5, 6, and 7 bats to the dish. We welcome you back to Lagoon Park here at the big field at Auburn High School and their softball tournament run here as they look to get into that state tournament for the second time in 2 years. We welcome you back to the Auburn High School Sports Network. Lily Brewer getting set to come home with the 0-1 pitch. Rocks and fires it home to Hall and misses low. 1-1 it goes. Lily on the season at 1.51 ERA. That is certainly going to drop after this morning's performance. She goes 7 innings of no-run softball and now has a 1-1 count to Hall. Readies again and delivers home. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back, tries to put it on the ground, and fouls it off down that left field line, 1-2. This is a winner's bracket game, so a play-in game. The good thing is either of these teams, if they were to drop today's contest, they would have another opportunity to make it into the state tournament with a game tomorrow over the winner of Baker and Bryant going on right now across the way. 1-2 delivery on the way home. Hall pops it up on the infield. There's Hannah Shepherd to put that away over at shortstop for out number one. So we're rolling right through. As Lexi Kirk digs in. Kirk on the season, a 250 hitter, five doubles, does have a triple on the year. We'll see another at bat from Lily Brewer. Here's the first pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball right by the barrel, nothing in one. Auburn High, the road team today. We're in the bottom of the second inning with Central batting. Here's a pitch on the way to Brewer. Fouled off the left side. It'll get into, no, not quite into the parking lot as it gets out into that grass field behind us here. This has certainly been the site for large high school softball games in the past. You got bleachers down the right and left field lines. Yeah, right behind first and third base dugout, and those bleachers go up high. You've also got some preferred seating right behind home plate. There's the 1-2 pitch. This is off the outside corner for ball two. 2-2 now to Lexi Kirk. One down here. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Auburn High trying to move on to Oxford for the state tournament for the second time in 2 years. Brewer holds it on the hip, now comes home with a 1-2 offering. Here it is. That's low. And it's gone to 2-2.
Let's go, Bob. Why? You got it right here, girl.
2-2 count at the dish right now on Kirk.
Come on, y'all.
Right behind her, it is Riley Davis who gets ready to bat. Auburn's hoping that she represents the chance for the third out in the inning. 2-2 the count. Here's Brewer's pitch. Misses upstairs. Lily overthrew that a tad. 3-2.
Hey, work the win. You
have to watch Lily Brewer and Kayla Story today. Both of these pitchers threw in game one. Both of them went 7 innings. You have to see what they continue to look like here. Lily Brewer trying to hold the Red Devils out of free base territory. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Little late call, but a strike three called on Lexi Kirk. She heads back to the dugout, victim of Lily Brewer's 199th strikeout of the season. Lily Brewer is one away from 200 on the year. Two down in the inning. And stepping in place of it is Riley Davis. Davis wearing number 17, a right-handed stick for the Red Devils. Takes the first pitch, come home. Swing and a miss, strike one. What a career for Lily Brewer it's been as she tries to add to this strikeout total and reach that very round number of 200.
Hey, get ready.
Let's go. Riley Davis, a designated player, digging in from the right side. Now sees the 0-1 pitch, come home. Here it is. That was low, just a tad low from Lily Brewer. Tried the fastball in the inside part of the zone and missed it. No score between Auburn and Central. Auburn High, the road team against the Red Devils. Both of these squads trying to win today to buy their way into the state tournament. Whoever wins it would be the one seed out of this region. The loser would have to go on to tomorrow to play for that two-seed spot in a one-game playoff. Here's the pitch on the way. That's on the inside corner for strike two. 1-2 the count. Lily Brewer with 199 strikeouts on the season. Trying to reach the ever elusive number 200. The 1-2 pitch. Oh, tipped it back to the screen. Good battle by Riley Davis there. She stays alive, 1-2. Nobody on for Central. We're in the bottom of the second inning. And no score. Behind Davis, it is the second baseman, Jules Griggs. And then Lily Bell would follow her. Lily Brewer. After the ever-elusive 200th strikeout of the year, the 1-2 pitch, change up, is hit on the ground. There's Jada Esters across the diamond, and it's there in time for out number three. 200 will have to wait, but Auburn is fine with that. Three outs against Central in the second inning. We move things along to the top of the third. Auburn High and Central scoreless here at Lagoon Park. We'll be right back. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the softball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High School softball on 96.3 W Lee is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Auburn catcher E.K. Pinton stepping in for the first time against Central today. We welcome you back to Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama. Auburn High 0, Central 0 here in this top of the third inning. E.K. has taken two out of the zone to begin this at bat against Kayla Story, who has thrown 9 straight innings of shutout softball against this Auburn High squad. The last 9 innings she has pitched. This one is popped up in the air. Could be a tough play. No, there comes Story to grab it on the basket catch on the 2-0 pitch. EK can't get all of it, and she is retired.
All right, let's go. Come on,
Jimmy. Auburn has been pop-up heavy here in this first part of the game. They hit a few ground balls in the first inning, but then came back with some pop-ups in the second and started things off with the same thing here. Here's Demi Alsobrook, now the first at-bat of the day for the Auburn right fielder.
Come on,
Demi. UK pops up to the pitcher if you keep a score at home. Pitch to Demi. She's out in front of the changeup. Nothing in two. Demi a little too eager up there. Got to dig in. Control that barrel.
Come on, Demi.
0-2. On the way. Demi pops it up. It's going to get into foul ground. Catcher is back to grab it, and she puts it away for out number 2. Well, these at-bats are going by a little too quickly for Auburn High right now. There are a lot of pop-ups being hit. Auburn has got to see the top of the ball the second time through.
All right, come on, we got it right here.
Here's Caitlin Brock, again trying to get something going with 2 outs. And the first pitch of the at-bat slides up high, and oh, that's going to catch the top of the zone, nothing in 1. Brock rounded out to third her first time up, or rather lined out to third, that was. Pitch to her, that's downstairs in the dirt. Looks like a changeup that Story tried to go to and missed the bottom of the zone. Brock, the Auburn High bat, hitting 440 on the season coming into this game. 1-1. Pitch on the way home. The lefty swings and fouls it back to the screen. It's 1-2. Boy, Auburn has not been able to figure out Kayla Story the past 9 2/3 innings that she has pitched against them. 1-2. That's downstairs in the dirt, and Caitlin lays off. Good look by the Auburn High left fielder. It's 2-2. Trying to work her way aboard for Reese Kelly, the Auburn second baseman. She would bat next. 2-2. Pitch on the way. Fouled off by Brock again. Good battle by Caitlin Brock here, trying to force some pitches into Kayla Story, who, like Lily Brewer, has already thrown 7 innings today.
Come on, you got it right here, TV4.
Lean fast and adjust.
Come on, you got this.
So this could be a war of attrition as we get down into the later parts of this game. And how about that? There's Caitlin Brock with yet another single today. That's her 5th hit of the day. First of today's game as she goes back up the middle and deposits one into center field. There's a runner aboard for Auburn High. And Reese Kelly now will be in and try and bring her around. But Auburn try to get Caitlin Brock to second here.
Come on, 6. Get you one right here, girl.
Kelly, the right-handed stick. First pitch on the way from Story. She drives this one into center field. That one's going to get down for a hit. 2 straight hits for the Auburn High offense, and they've got something cooking here in the third inning. Auburn went to the same place 2 swings in a row. They went to center field just shy of Sevier out there, who couldn't catch up to it. And here's a chance for Olivia Harris. She doubled her first time up. She does that again. This will be a 2-0 ball game. First pitch on the way. Here it is. Olivia Harris shoots this one to second base, and it is brought in easily on the soft line out. So a lot of buildup there, but unfortunately Auburn unable to cash in. We head to the bottom of the third inning. No score between Auburn High and Central. Game moving along at a lightning pace right now. Auburn would like to keep it that way for at least another half inning. We've played 2.5. We head to the bottom of the third next. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with GutterPro. At GutterPro, we believe spring is all about a fresh start, and the details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. As spring showers roll in, you need gutters you can count on. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and designed to complement your home. So this spring, don't settle for less. Protect your property and boost your curb appeal with the pros at GutterPro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High School baseball and softball on 96.3 W Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Jules Griggs pops up the first pitch of the at-bat over in foul ground, and Jada Esters runs that one down for out number one. One pitch, one out in this bottom of the third inning. We welcome you back to Lagoon Park here on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Auburn High softball continuing here. This is the winner's bracket game at the big field at Lagoon Park. Tigers trying to move on to the state tournament with one more win either today or tomorrow morning. If they were to win this game, would not have to play tomorrow, would already buy themselves a spot in next week's action in Oxford. That first pitch is a little outside, 1-0. This is Lily Bell who steps in now. The righty Lily Brewer holds this one on her hip on 1-0. Now fires home. Swung on and grounded to second. There's Reese Kelly. Pitch over to first base. Gets there by a half a step. Two quick outs in the inning. Boy, this game flying by at a record pace right now. A lot of swings and soft contact between these two hitters. Not a whole lot of strikeouts yet. My gosh, only one strikeout here through the first two and two-thirds innings. Three. Nope. It would be it'd be three and then a half and whatever it is. One strikeout. We're only two outs into the bottom of the third inning. Here's Savannah Sevier, the leadoff bat for the Red Devils. She got aboard her first time by lining a single back up the middle. Very low batting stance. That shoulder is cocked back like a bow and arrow ready to come loose. 1-0. She grounds it to second again. Reese Kelly up over to first base. This game's moving along. Tigers get off the field once again. We head to the top of the fourth. No score between Auburn and Central. We'll be right back. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at goochcenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The fourth inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust on 96.3 W. Lee.
It's the Troy Bank and Trust fourth inning, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Lily Brewer digs in, takes a first pitch ball, and now a delivery, a strike on the inside corner to Brewer. Now Lily turns this around, but hits it foul down the left field line. We welcome you back to Lagoon Park. Montgomery, Alabama is the site for this winner's bracket action between Auburn High and Central. Auburn High got here out of Area 4. Central, of course, the same way. Bryant and Baker down low playing for their lives right now. This is popped up over into foul ground. Catcher over, and she can't make the play. So Lily Brewer with new life there in a right-handed batter's box. Lily Brewer has been terrific in the circle. She hit a ball just about as hard as you can out the left field earlier today. It was run down. I think it's out at Auburn High. The 1-2 popped up again behind the dish. Who wants it? Catcher under. And again, she dropped it. That's in fair territory. Lily Brewer is safe at first base. Maybe, just maybe, that's a spark. Somebody needed something. A mistake from the opposition, and Auburn has a leadoff base runner. Eva Mason will come on to run for Lily Brewer. So Brewer reaches. Take him however you can get it. Here's Eva Mason to run, and L.R. Sawyer will bat. Sawyer had a couple of hits in the first game today. The most intriguing of which came on a 8-pitch at bat where she lined one back up the middle after going down 0-2 and fouled off 5 pitches after that. This one's in the dirt. Eva Mason got about 30% off of the bag down there at first base before she decided to get back to the bag. It was in the dirt. Well done by this that central catcher to bring it in.
Good job.
Pitch on the way home. That's a swing and a miss by LR, and it's 1-1.
Hey, LR, be a pistol out there.
Let's go, kid.
Hey, LR, you all right? You all right, Deuce? We round with you, Deuce.
Lana Ray Sawyer at a 1-1 count for 2-2. Eva Mason down at first base. She squares around the bunt, pulls it back, drives this into center. It's going to hang up, though. There's Savannah Severe to put it away for out number one. Too many pop-ups right now for Auburn High. Got to see the top of the softball.
Peyton, get your hands on top, baby. On top. No fly ball. On time, on top.
Peyton popped out the short her last time up. Auburn got to see this rise ball from Story a little better. Popped up again. That'll get out of play, fortunately.
Come on, guys, we got to...
Let's go out there.
Eva Mason stands at first base. Wonder if Auburn would try and force some action here soon with her. Maybe put in motion. Pitch comes home to Peyton. Lays down a bunt back to the circle in Story. Fires over to first, and it is off the glove. Peyton going to head to second base. Eva Mason over on to third base. Two errors in the inning. Auburn forcing some action, and Central unable to make the play. It's an error on the pitcher, Story. And now Hannah Shepherd stands in to try and break open the scoreless tie. There you go. Two errors in the inning by the Central defense. Auburn has two base runners in scoring position now.
Yeah.
I have to wonder if Auburn is just going to try to scratch across a run. Definitely want to see Hannah Shepherd swing because the possibility of her connecting on one and driving it where she drove it earlier today, the deep center field exists. But Auburn High likely going to choose to pinch run here for Peyton Fitzgerald, as that's what's being discussed down the left field line. And yes, they will. Fitzgerald will exit. Here comes Lily Helms to pinch run for her in the inning. And Hannah Shepherd now will dig in. Right-handed shortstop for the Tigers. And Auburn find a way to get one into the outfield and score Eva Mason. With her speed,
Anything in that outfield grass is likely to score one. Hannah Shepherd, the Auburn High shortstop up there on the right-handed side to face Kayla Story. Can Auburn break it open? First pitch. Swing and a miss. Story went looking for it. Matt Hendricks telling her she needs to see that back of the ball. Shepherd kind of pulled the head out on that one.
Head on the ball and drive it, kid.
Story's 0-1. That one's outside, 1-1. Shepherd takes it and spits on it in the dirt. E.K. Pinton is up behind her. She shouts some encouragement to Shepherd. Wants her to see that top of the ball. Here's a 1-1 delivery on the way. Here it is. Shepherd watches that one high. 2-1 now. Eva Mason gets a good secondary lead over there, but scurries back to the bag. Helms at second. Mason at third. Auburn High needs a deep fly to bring in a run. How about a hit by Shep? This is popped up on the infield. Story's going to handle it, and there are two down. It'll be up to E.K. Pinton. Oh, man.
One time, E.K., one
Boy,
time,
you got
go.
To, got to, got to.
Hands on top, hands on top.
Adjust to this. Auburn High has not been able to adjust to Kayla Story. Got to see the top of this softball. This is popped up into center field. There's Severe, and she's under it for the catch. And Auburn squanders the opportunity. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Auburn has got to stop popping up the ball. No score. We head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be right back. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The fourth inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust on 96.3 W. Lee.
Troy Bank and Trust, our fourth inning sponsor of today's action. Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you will ever need. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, Auburn High and Central in a scoreless tie as we get to this bottom of the fourth. Both teams trying to move on to the state tournament. Auburn High defense has been good thus far. Central allowed them with a couple of runners to get around to second and third, last inning with one out. Auburn High could not bring them in, and they will try now to help themselves out. The first pitch is blooped into center field, and it's going to get down for a base hit. That was popped up by Mariah Harrison. Lena Ray just a little too far back to be able to run that one down. And it's a single for Harrison. Oh, didn't hit it hard. Just in a perfect spot. Here's Chloe Broadwater. Mariah Harrison at first. She leaves a little early, and that hits the runner. It's a line drive that hits the runner. The runner's going to be out. Mariah Harrison left the bag early, which is probably why she got beamed with the line drive. It won't be called. There will be a runner at first base on the single by Chloe Broadwater, but it hits Mariah Harrison, and there's one down in the inning. So a break for Auburn. Here's Ramsey Vardman. Pitch on the way. This is line foul down the right field line. Nothing and one. No score. One out. There's a runner at first for the Red Devils of Central. Auburn got runners to second and third with only one down just an inning ago, but were unable to bring them home. That has got to change in the later innings for the Tigers. 0-1 count to Vardman. Lilly checks the wristband, now fires home 0-1. That one skips up there. Broadwater slightly off the bag. We'll have to scurry back. 1-1. Good stop by EK behind the dish. Looking ahead to the Auburn High, top of the fifth inning. It's the 9-1-2 bats. Alsobrook, Brock, and Kelly will be due up. Between those three bats, they have already collected two hits today. 1-1. On the way. That one is lined into center field. Coming on is Lena Ray. She won't be able to get there. Another very softly hit softball by Central finds some grass.
Hey, Zeta, get ready.
So Broadwater moves to second on the play. Vardman up to first on the single, and there's one down for McKinley Hall. I think we're going to get a pinch runner here for the Red Devils over at first base for Vardman. Yes, we will. They know they're going to send in a pinch runner for Broadwater, actually, at second base. This is number five, Kennedy Ellis, who comes on to run. So she's in scoring position.
All right, y'all, be ready. Come on.
Well, the base runner gets nabbed by a line drive, so that's the out in the inning. The other two singles have come as little bloops to the center field. Hall lays down a bunt back to the circle. Lilly Fields throws to first for out number two. Runners move up to second and third. So McKinley Hall sacrifices herself and gets some runners in scoring position. And here's Lexi Kirk, who struck out her first time up. So now Central with a chance here with two down and runners at second and third. Lexi Kirk bats 250 on the season. Five doubles and a triple for the left-handed stick. Auburn High at normal depth looking for one more out in the inning. Lily Brewer digs in. First pitch of the at-bat on the way home. Here it is. That misses high. Rise ball that Lily couldn't find the zone with. Harrison stands at third. Check that. Not Harrison. That is Kennedy Ellis standing at third. And Vardman at second. 1-0 to Kirk. From Brewer on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1. Went with a fastball down Broadway. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. No score between Auburn and Central in this play-in game for the state tournament. Winner moves on. Loser heads to tomorrow to try and play their way in their second opportunity. Auburn would like to get things done right here, right now. 1-1 delivery on the way. This one is hit to Jada at third. Stays with it. The throw is over the head of the first baseman. It's going to get into right field, and two runs are going to score. Auburn had a chance to get out of it and just couldn't figure out a way to do it. And the difference in the ball game right now, Central converts with runners on second and third, and Auburn did not. And it's 2-0. So Kirk finds her way aboard. And here's Riley Davis. Davis, a designated player. We'll see the first pitch of the at-bat. Pops it up. Lily Brewer on, makes a basket grab, and she's got it for out number three. But Central strikes. Auburn commits a costly error in the inning, and it's 2-0 Red Devils. We head to the top of the fifth. Tigers need some runs on the other side of this break. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
High school softball and baseball on 96.3 W Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Top of the fifth inning, Auburn High finds themselves in a hole now, 2-0. Central gets two unearned runs in that fourth inning, and it's 2-0 Red Devils. Here's Jimmy Alsobrook to lead things off here at Lagoon Park. We're in the regional tournament in Montgomery, Alabama. Winner of this game moves on to the state tournament. Loser of this one will play tomorrow to try to extend their season. But you get two swings at a berth in the state tournament. There's another ball to Jimmy Alsobrook. 2-1, it's gone. Jimmy, the 9-hole bat. Then Auburn High would turn things over to the 1-2 bats after this in the inning. Demme goes after one on the inside corner and drops it into the bleachers. Foul.
Butt down. Drive through the ball. Let's go.
2-2 the count. Auburn High trying to answer what Central just put up. Tigers need base runners to do that. Got to be on top of the ball. Auburn has hit way too many pop-ups today. 2-2 on the way home. This is driven into the left center field gap. Going over is the left fielder, Bell, and she makes the grab. That's the hardest hit ball of the day. Oh, it would have been a double. Boy, what a big swing by Alsobrook there. Just hung up long enough. And here's Caitlin Brock with one down in the inning. Takes first pitch low. Boy, that was tanked into the gap. 1-0 is right there for a strike, 1-1. One and one to Brock. Pitch on the way. Popped up to the left side. It'll get into the bleachers, 1-2 now. Auburn got to find a way to get on top of this softball. Demme Alsobrook did a nice job of it. Keep swinging it like that, and it'll come. 1-2 stays high, 2-2. Two and two the count to the Auburn leadoff bat, hitting 440 on the season. Picked up a hit in her last at bat. This is going to find some outfield grass. You hope? Oh, just foul. Just foul down that left field line. Thought Caitlin Brock had dumped it over to third baseman's head. Thought rather easily. It just kept spinning and spinning. And there you go. Another game of inches. Auburn has missed hits by probably a total of about 4 inches. These last two at-bats. Story against Brock. 2-2. Pitch on the way. Fouled off again by Brock. It'll get into the bleachers. Always seems like Auburn just finds himself a little snake-bitten against this Red Devil squad. That has got to change. It did for a couple of games and then seemed to revert back. I may be the cause of that. Jacob Goins was here for the two that Auburn High was able to get out of that funk. It's 2-2. Caitlin Brock spamming pitches out of Kayla Story as she fouls off another one. Brock readies, 2-2 again. Popped up. Back goes the third baseman, and she dropped it. That's Broadwater, who couldn't look it in. Auburn getting chance after chance here. Have got to convert on this.
You know
Kalen Brock, the left-handed bat, has been so good at reaching base this season. Can she find a spark for the Auburn High offense? Something that Auburn High has been able to do the last few weeks, they've been able to get base runners. They haven't been able to do so well is drive those runners in. 2-2, change up, hit up the middle to the second baseman over to first base in time for the out. And now Reese Kelly.
Hey, let's go now. Your approach. Stick with your approach. Don't change nothing.
Hey, here we go, Reese.
Kayla Story has absolutely dominated this Auburn High offense for about 11 innings now, maybe 10 of those 11 innings, as Auburn put up a pretty significant fight an inning ago, but Central wiggled out of it. 1-0 to Reese Kelly, the Auburn second baseman. She has singled on the day. See if she can find a gap somewhere and give Olivia Harris a chance to drive her home. Kelly drives this to right, but it's going to hang up. Under it is a central right fielder for out number three. And Auburn just cannot buy a hit. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Auburn High needs to hold it where it is. 2-0 Central leads it. We'll be right back. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. At Gutter Pro, we believe spring is all about a fresh start, and the details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. As spring showers roll in, you need gutters you can count on. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and designed to complement your home. So this spring, don't settle for less. Protect your property and boost your curb appeal with the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Auburn, get ready to hop into happiness at Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt. Choose from tons of crave-worthy flavors and pile on your favorite toppings because you're the boss. Try our new refreshing acai bowls or treat yourself to Oreo Froyo sandwiches that seriously wow. Looking for lighter, dairy-free options? We've got Dole Whip sorbet and sugar-free yogurt too. Come celebrate birthdays and special moments in our gathering space next door. Sweet Frog Auburn, where every cup is your perfect mix. Hop in today.
Follow AHS softball here on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
We're in Montgomery, Alabama. Auburn High trying to move on to the winner's, well, they've already moved on to the winner's bracket, trying to win this winner bracket game and move on to the state tournament. Central ahead 2-0, though, in the bottom of the fifth inning as Auburn High gets set to face the 8-9-1 bats for the Red Devil offense. 0-1, the pitch comes home and is a ball high on a rise ball from Lily Brewer, who put up 10 straight zeros today, 7 of those against Baker, 3 against Central, and then in that fourth inning, Auburn gets or allows 2 unearned runs to come home, and Central leads this 2-0. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This is grounded off the shins of Jules Griggs. Foul down the left field line. We'll do it again. One, two, count. Griggs, the batter from the right side. Lily Brewer settles in, trying to win the battle. Here's the 1-2 delivery on the way. That's high, ball two, 2-2. I think a comment for Lily here, and I think this is more on... I'm not sure what it's on, but I think sometimes... That rise ball gets a little bit quick for Lily, and there it goes again as it runs high 3-2, and Jules Griggs takes that for ball three. Lily needs to come with the regular old heat right here. 3-2. Here it is. That ball is good. Lord, where did that miss?
Where is that?
Ball four.
Come on now.
Must have been low, maybe. Maybe low.
Great pitch, LB. Great pitch.
Gorgeous pitch by Lily Brewer, but couldn't get the call. And it's a walk to the eight-hole bat, Jules Griggs. Auburn has got to keep Central where they are. You can be upset about the call, but Auburn got to stay out of three ball counts. This is driven down the left field line. Foul by Lily Bell, who made an extraordinary catch in the top of the fifth inning. Jimmy Alsobrook drove one into the left center field gap. If it gets by Bell, it's a double, maybe three bases for Jimmy Alsobrook. Instead, just a loud out. 0-1 on the way. That is low for ball one, 1-1. Auburn High has had offensive struggles the past few weeks. They were able to stymie those here in game one, at least for getting runners on base. The clutch hitting has continued to be a factor for the Tigers. They were unable to get any, only two runs across that last game. Took a brilliant effort from Lily Brewer for zeros. Here's the pitch. It is popped up on the infield. Hannah Shepherd is under this one, and she grabs it for out number one.
Not exactly what you draw it up.
So here's Sevier. This is the top of the order for the Red Devils, who come back up to the plate. Game flying along. Not even an hour in, and we're already in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Talk about it. Talk it up right here.
Sevier readies from the left-handed box. Griggs down at first base after the walk. Pitch is a changeup in the dirt. Sevier spits on it. 1-0. Sevier hitting .438. Seven doubles, six triples, three homers on the year for the Red Devils slugger. And the on-base machine as well. 1-0. On the way from Brewer. Here it is. That misses high. 2-0 now. And you still want to make them beat you if you're Lily.
Mm.
2-0. Auburn trying to fight their way to the sixth inning. Give themselves the chance. Down two. Still manageable. Pitch home. Driven to left. And deep. Caitlin Brock back, though. She's got it for out number two. Ooh, Caitlin stopped short of that wall out there and was able to bring it in. And Auburn just one out away from getting out of the inning, moving things along to the top of the sixth and giving their offense another chance. E.K. Penton barking out some orders from behind home plate. And here's Mariah Harrison. Harrison lined out to left and then reached on a bloop single her last time up. There goes the runner. Throw down to second base. She's got her! E.K. Penton guns down the runner. Griggs trying to steal the bag at second. And the Tigers get out of it. Good throw by E.K. And Auburn moves this along to the top of the sixth inning. Tigers have got to get on top of the ball on offense. We'll be right back. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
This summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty and a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Carrier for the world we share. USA, USA, USA.
Alabama license number 12705. /52808.
Auburn High School softball is on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Getting late for the Auburn High Tigers, who trail this one 2-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Fortunately for Auburn, they'll send the 3, 4, and 5 bats up to the dish. It's Olivia Harris, Lily Brewer, and L.R. Sawyer, the meat of the order, coming up to try and tie up this game or at least get Auburn a run closer. And boy, a couple of times through the order already, Kayla Story has continued to dominate the bats. She has gone now 12 innings against this Auburn High lineup over the past two games and has held them scoreless. Auburn High's got to figure her out here. See if Olivia Harris can start things off. The first pitch is in there for a called strike one. Kayla Story looks very comfortable in the circle right now. Auburn needs to make her uncomfortable somehow. 0-1. There's a changeup that's ripped to short. Harrison up with it across the diamond. She goes, and she's safe. Olivia Harris runs it out. The throw was just high, and Olivia's able to reach. Good hard running by the Auburn junior gets her there. There's a spark. A little juice in the bats left, and here's Lily Brewer.
Here we go.
Brewer turns around to bunt, bunts it right out front. Going to be a tough play. Throw to first base is in time by a half a step to get Brewer. Marvelous play by the catcher, and there's one down. Oh, Lily laid down a great bunt. And now here's L.R. Sawyer with a chance. Runner at second base is Olivia Harris. Can L.R. find a way to get on top of one? Pitch home. This is nubbed out in front. This is going to be another tough play. Oh, and L.R. can't run it out. Nubbed out in front by L.R. It was between the catcher and the pitcher. Story fielded, was able to throw out Sawyer, who got a late jump running towards the bag at first after she realized that ball was in fair territory. Nonetheless, Auburn's got a runner at third here. Got to capitalize if you're the Tigers. Here's Peyton Fitzgerald. 1-0 is that one misses high. Need that run in from third. 1-0. Fitz takes that outside. 2-0 now.
There you go. There you go. Put a little T right here, 6-7. Put a little T.
Find a way to drive right through this softball, Peyton Fitzgerald. Here's the 2-0 pitch coming. On the way. Popped up. To second it goes. And it's caught. Oh, Auburn threatens but can't bring the runner around. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tigers got to keep it where it is if they want hope in the seventh of coming back. We've played 5.5 innings. We head to the bottom of the sixth. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Auburn High School Softball on 96.3 W. Lee is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bottom of the sixth inning now, Auburn High and Central in a close one. 2-0 Red Devils lead it as we head on to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's the 2-3-4 bats for Central. Mariah Harrison, Chloe Broadwater, and then Ramsey Vardman. Auburn High is going to need 3 outs and then going to need 2 to tie, 3 to take the lead here in the top of the seventh inning. It's been tough to do it against Kayla Story so far. Auburn High going to have to get on top of the softball there next time up. Regardless, got to get 3 outs here before you give up a few more runs. Any more runs, really. Here's Mariah Harrison. The count has gone to 1-1 since we've come back. The right-handed stick digs in. Shortstop for the Red Devils. Pitch home. Drives it back up the middle, and that's 3 for a base hit. Boy, it has been a game of scratch it out, claw your way to hits, base runners, anything you can. And that's just what great pitching will do between Kayla Story and Lily Brewer. Story has held the Auburn High offense to 13 straight innings of no run scored. And here's Chloe Broadwater. Dangerous bat up there. First pitch on the way home. Mariah Harrison leaves early. She gets into second base, and there will be no call.
God, she's fast.
Harrison gets down there about a second before the throw reaches the bag at second base. And it's nothing in one. Runner at second. Broadwater digs in. 0-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. This is popped up in the left. There's Caitlin Brock under it. She's got it for out number one. So Broadwater retired again. Only one for three so far today. Auburn's done a good job of limiting her for the most part. Mariah Harrison stands on second base. Probably the fastest time from ball leaving the hand to second base by a runner in the state this season. There's Bardman stand in for the first pitch, and it gets by the wickets of EK. You don't see it often, and it goes through the legs for Pinton and all the way to the backstop, and a runner will move up to second to third base. It'll be a wild pitch for Lily Brewer as that one was low and out of the zone. Boy, you really don't see that very often from EK, who usually stops that up pretty reliably. More of a compliment to EK there. Pitch home, strike down the middle, 1-1. Can Auburn leave that runner there and give their offense a chance? Looking ahead to the Auburn High seventh inning, it's the 7, 8, and 9 bats, Hannah Shepherd, EK Pinton, and Demi Alsobrook two up. Can Auburn find a way to flip that to the top of the order and then maybe get their big bombers a swing or two? Maybe just go ahead and tie it up there in the bottom half of the order. This is Nub to second base. Great play by Reese Kelly, who goes up and grabs it before it reaches the outfield grass in right. Runner will have to stay put at third, and there's two down.
At a baby six.
What a nice play by Reese Kelly.
Way to move, way to move.
Using every inch of the height she does have, she's able to grab it out of the air. Heck no. Calling her vertically challenged, but definitely wouldn't call her short. McKinley Hall now will stand in as a lefty bat. There's a strike from Lily Brewer. Gets ahead 0-1. If Auburn can lead this runner at third base, they'll have a shot to score two to tie it in the seventh, maybe take the lead with three. Brewer steadies. Now comes home with the 0-1 offering. She offers at it on the rise ball. Nothing in two. Lily Brewer has pitched elite today. One inning where a couple of base runners were able to make their way around. Those runs were unearned. Lily Brewer, other than that, has pitched phenomenally. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Fouled off by Hall. It's a good battle, and it'll get back to the screen behind us.
Let's go 5-1. Let's go 5-1.
Hall against Brewer. Lily holds it on the hip, gets ready to deliver the 0-2 pitch. The righty fires it home. Grounded. No line to Jada Esters. There's the hot corner. She makes the play. What a play by Jada Esters to put it away. And we head to that seventh inning. Auburn needs two to tie, three to take the lead here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
This song. summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty in a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Carrier for the world we share. USA, USA, USA.
Alabama license number 12705-52808.
Auburn High School baseball and softball on 96.3 W. Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Top of the seventh inning for Auburn High. Got to have two if they want to continue this game. If not, they'll move on to tomorrow to play their way out of the loser's bracket. 0-1 is fouled off by Hannah Shepherd. She is fouled two off the right side and now trails Kayla Story 0-2. Kayla Story has absolutely dominated the Auburn bats not only today, but in 13 straight innings. She threw a scoreless shutout against Auburn last week. 0-2. That one just missed the inside corner. And Hannah Shepherd stays alive. 1-2. Big hole up the middle if Hannah can find it. 1-2. On the way. She ropes this into the gap in right center field. Is it going to get down? No, there's Savannah Sevier to make a running grab for the out. Great job by Hannah Shepherd to get a barrel on it. She lined it into right center field, but for whatever reason, Central with enough speed to get there. Now here's EK. Pinton, Alsabrook, Brock would be due up after that if one of those can reach. Maybe both of them. Here's the first pitch to EK. Goes after a changeup in the dirt. Pinton goes after and is upset with herself for chasing that. I think that shows Auburn is off balance against Kayla Story right now. 0-1. Just outside, EK spits on it. 1-1. Oh, if that had just dropped for Hannah Shepherd. It's all right. Auburn got to figure it out here. 1-1, swing and a miss. 1-2. That barrel still below that ball. Auburn has got to hit the top of the ball here. 1-2. That one is lined right back to Story in the circle for out number two.
Hey, come on, baby. Let's go.
EK hit it hard.
Hey, find a way,
right to the Red Devil hurler. So Jimmy Alsabrick now represents Auburn's last chance here in the winner's bracket. The right fielding, Jimmy Alsabrook pops it up. On the first pitch to second base, it is gloved, and Central is moving on to the state tournament. Auburn will play tomorrow for their season, as it will be Auburn and the winner of the Baker and Bryant, Alma Bryant game going on right now. Central wins it 2-0 for the second time in a row over the Auburn High School Tigers. Central makes it to state. Auburn High will play tomorrow to try and do just that. Stay tuned as we'll be right back for a post-game show. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell
DeWitt
Center at Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the softball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. At Gutter Pro, we believe spring is all about a fresh start, and the details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. As spring showers roll in, you need gutters you can count on. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and designed to complement your home. So this spring, don't settle for less. Protect your property and boost your curb appeal with the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Now, back to the ballpark for the Auburn High School Softball Postgame Show on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Auburn falls in the winner's bracket game against Central today, 2-0 here at Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama. Season is not done, though. They will get another shot tomorrow to play their way into the state tournament against the winner of Baker and Bryant going on at one of the other fields right now. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika, or on the web at theorthoclinic.com. It was a game that was eerily similar to the Area 4 winners bracket game just a week ago at Auburn High School. Kayla Story for the Central Red Devils has now shut out Auburn in 14 straight innings. She has held the bats relatively silent, and boy, Auburn had a couple of line drives that they hit that looked for sure were going to drop. Savannah Sevier, Lily Bell out in the outfield for the Devils were able to put them away, and Auburn just could not figure out a way to get runners home. They did have runners at second and third early in the game, but Auburn was unable to bring them home, and thus Central wins it 2-0 today. Boy, just a great outing for Kayla Story. Do want to say what a great outing it was for Lily Brewer after throwing seven innings earlier today to only give up two runs against this Red Devil offense like that. It was really special to see. So fortunately, Auburn High moves on to tomorrow after the win this morning against Baker. We will have to see who they play. We'll be able to get you that information on socials and everything like that. But just a reminder that Auburn is going to play here tomorrow again. So we'll have that broadcast for you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. And then hopefully we'll have much more softball for you on the network after that. It is a one-game or go-home season now for the Auburn High Tigers. They have already been in this situation this season. Let's see if they can get something done tomorrow against Baker. Going to take one more break here and see if Coach Matt Hendricks is going to join us at the end of today. If not, we'll come back and wrap things up from Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama. That and more coming up. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
We welcome you back to Lagoon Park. This is Auburn High School softball right here on WLEE 96.3. Unfortunately, Game 2 does not go Auburn High's way today. However, Game 1 did, and so we will be back tomorrow to bring you more Auburn High School softball. It'll be, once again, the Tigers playing for their season as they will take on the winner of Baker and Bryant. They already beat Baker this morning. They were able to get a 2-0 victory off the arm of Lily Brewer. But here's what's got to happen. This Auburn High offense has got to figure out a way to get some runners on base and then move them over. They were able to get them on base in that first game, weren't able to necessarily get runs in, but had more success with getting runners at least on base and moving on the base pass. Today, boy, that was not the case. Auburn High dominated by Kayla Story again today from the Red Devils' point of view. Central will move on to the state tournament. Auburn High will play once again for their season tomorrow morning. It'll be 10 o'clock right here on WLEE 96.3. Well, our next Auburn High School Sports Network broadcast will come in the form of Auburn High baseball, and it is in just under an hour. They'll get going up at Troy University is where they'll play. Auburn and Enterprise set to go. We're going to pass it back to the station for about 45 minutes, and then Jacob Goins will join you right here on WLEE 96.3 to bring you through Auburn High baseball for that one. I'm going to head back to Auburn and listen with the rest of you, but Auburn High baseball coming up right here on WLEE 96.3 here in about 45 minutes. Stay with us and remember to join us tomorrow morning as we bring you game number 3 of this tournament and one that Auburn has to win to move on to the state tournament. We will be back tomorrow morning. This has been Auburn High School softball, and I'm Jack Hutton saying so long and go Tigers. Folks, we are going to join you again here from Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama, as still some issues with some technical issues going on, and so we're going to fill a little bit more time here as we get ready to leave Lagoon Park here in just a moment. But for the Tigers today, again, 2-0, Auburn High loses this game, and really it comes down to the offensive performance. Batting-wise, Auburn has got to figure out a way to get some runs over and get them in. And most importantly, against rise ball pitchers like this, you saw Kayla Story for the Red Devils go. She's now gone 14 straight innings against the Tigers without giving up a run. And so I think what she does well is mixes that rise ball and is able to get Auburn hitters out in front of it just a tad and get them on top of it. And so I think what Auburn is going to do best, at least moving forward, is find a way to get on top of the softball and drive it the other way. That seems to work when Auburn does it well. I think it's going to now, but got to figure out how to do it against a Baker team that's going to come and throw your best at you tomorrow. Okay, think we are all set on the technical side of things. So we are going to end the broadcast there. We appreciate you joining us today from Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. from right here to bring you Auburn High softball as they play for a spot in the state tournament. We'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll see you then. I'm Jack Hutton saying so long and go Tigers.
Thank you for listening to Auburn High School softball on 96.3 WLEE. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Gooch Performing Arts Center, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Mountain High Outfitters, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule at 963WLEE.com. Follow AHS Softball here on 96.3 WLEE. And go Tigers!
This has been an Auburn Network.
Mountain I must climb. 96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and WG42 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.